Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Well, it might be a bright and merry Christmas for most of the country, but for 280,000 people in Michigan, it's looking pretty dark, literally. An icy blast of freezing rain has hit the state, along with parts of eastern Canada, turning off streetlights and leaving hundreds of thousands without power. Michigan's largest utilities say tree icing and downed lines may prevent the power from being restored for days. Joining us now from Detroit is Quinn Kleinfelter, senior news editor for WDET Radio. Hi, Quinn.
Hello.
Well, what does it look like in Detroit and the surrounding areas there?
It's pretty, but it's also pretty bad. The ice, as you say, has hit power lines. It's hit trees, caused a lot of problems. If you get like a quarter inch of ice on things, that can cause a lot of difficulties. It added extra on over the last few days to where you've got maybe a half inch of ice on, and that brings power lines and trees down immediately. There's lots of workers from across the country and trying to get the things put back together. But at the moment, it's kind of a race to try to get people set up, hopefully, by Christmas Eve and into Christmas Day. But at the moment, it's still a struggle to try to get power on for hundreds of thousands of customers.
What is the weather outlook for the next day or two? We would hate to see a situation where repairs are just beset by more downed power lines.
Yeah, it's iffy. There could be more coming. There was a slight warming trend, but that might be after Christmas. And it's really putting places to the test. It's the largest Christmas week storm in about 126-year history of some of the utilities. Largest storm they've seen for sure in the last decade. And places like the American Red Cross are being stretched as well. I mean, this is a time where they're always doing a lot of things for the holidays in any event. Now they've had to put up a lot of people in places like middle schools and shelters. They're running out of showers. Some of the showers are not actually working for some of these people. And so they're concerned not only about hygiene, but also about food spoilage. You know, this is one time where people have all those great holiday meals. And a lot of them were even in the midst of preparing them a day or two ahead of time. You know, when you're trying to get to grandma's house, you want to have all that set up ahead of time. And a lot of that, they had to switch to candlelight just to see what they were doing. The food, you don't know what's going to happen when your power's out.
Sure. Well, we mentioned about 280,000 people without power. But Quinn Kleinfelter, you were mentioning people in shelters around the area. Do we have a sense of how many people have been displaced from their homes because it's just too cold to stay there, and how many might be spending Christmas in a shelter like that?
Yeah, hundreds of thousands for sure around the state of Michigan. There was maybe 150,000 that lost power immediately after the weekend storms hit, and then there was additional ice on top of that, brought it up to probably a total of 300,000 by the time it hit the height. The probably hardest hit area in Michigan is Genesee County, where the city of Flint is at. There's still probably 60,000 or so people there that remain without power. There's shelters set up by the American Red Cross. Mobile food trucks have been trying to provide meals to people. You don't know about whether or not their holiday meals they were preparing are even going to be able to survive, but at least they're trying to get food to these people so they can have something to eat.
Has there been a federal disaster declaration or a response from FEMA or from Washington?
Not that I've heard of at the moment, although you never know if it's going to be a shifting situation. Lots of people that have been displaced, they're being taken care of. You know, also the travel to the area is a little bit touchy. The roads for a couple of days, many of them were just ice covered. At Detroit Metropolitan Airport, a jet slipped off the runway into the grass nearby. No injuries. That happened yesterday. So even travel, getting to the area in some places is treacherous.
All right. Authorities across Michigan, in Detroit and the surrounding area, dealing with some devastating weather and ice storms, some 280,000 people displaced. Quinn Kleinfelter, senior news editor from WDET, watching the situation for us. Quinn, thank you.
Thank you, Todd. Stay dry and ice free.
And you too.